Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Glad that Jimmy played this on National Pie Day. Little warrant, cherry pie, all-time banger. We have a lot to get to. Dolphins are making some moves. I don't know if you've looked during the commercial break. Dolphins are making some moves. I am telling you, Dolphins fans, the way you felt Monday when it looked like they were losing everybody and there was going to be no one to replace them, there have been some good acquisitions since Monday. I feel all right as a Dolphins fan. I'm not going to lie. I'll start with the stock market report, sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones down 137 points. I will tell you, in less than an hour ago, Dow Jones was down over 300 points. So this is not a bad loss for the day. Dow Jones down 137 points. S&P 500 down 15 points. And the NASDAQ down 49 points. I'll give you some cat talk as well. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. The Florida Panthers tonight in Carolina, we're going to talk with Doug Plagans in the next segment. Florida Panthers tonight, if you're a gambling man, are either plus 105 or plus 100. Now, the Panthers are not going to be underdogs or even money very many times for the remainder of the season. I think there's 16 games left. So if you do enjoy putting a little wager on the Panthers, Carolina's really good, obviously. But they are even money or even a slight underdog tonight. So just keep that in mind if you're a gambling man. Panthers will return home Saturday. They host the Tampa Bay Lightning and Anthony Duclair. And then Thursday, March 21st, 1 week from today, they host Nashville, and we're going to do the show live at the Amerant Bank Arena leading up to the game that night. By the way, next week on Wednesday, we'll be in Jupiter. Oh, Marlins spring training action. That'll be fun. Got a little Panthers, a little Marlins. I mean, things are happening.
I just put my bet in, Panthers.
I told my son yesterday that you're hanging out, that you're friendly with Jazz Chisholm. Now, I have told my son millions of different things about you over the course of the last 8, 9, 10 years. I don't think he was ever as impressed as he was last night by you becoming friendly with Jazz Chisholm.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Jazz got a little something to him.
You'd have been running with Jazz if...
Oh, my goodness. If we were the sage, we would have both been in jail. I would have been locked up with Jazz because he reminds me a lot of young 20-year-old Crowder.
So let's get headlines here for the when's the pivot Jazz Chisholm episode drop? Do you know?
No idea.
Okay, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter.
Where can you buy Crowder powder? No idea. When's your next comedy show? Don't know.
Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market has Crowder Powder right now. And they have lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, venison.
Who knows
beans,
less?
Beans, greens, tomatoes, potatoes.
Who knows less about their events or thing, like Ryan from Funky Buddha about his Funky Buddha events?
That's why Ryan and Crowder get along. I'll text Ryan. Hey, are you going to your restaurant, Funky Buddha, for the Panthers watch party? When is it? That's tonight. Oh, we're having one? Yeah, you're having a special. You're doing, you know. Oh, I didn't know.
It's funny y'all say that, because we're trying to schedule a comedy show at the brewery, but it's me and Ryan spearheading it.
Oh, that'll never get done.
It's going to never get done. 2025, November. It's just weird. When you want to do it, man, whenever. When you want to do it, I don't know. It's just, yeah, we just kind of float through life.
Seahawks have acquired quarterback Sam Howell from the Commanders.
Backup Geno?
I mean, I don't know, because Sam Howell was a pretty decent starter last year for the Commanders.
Sam is a gunslinger. He's going to throw interceptions and throw touchdowns, but he's going to let that ball go.
Interesting.
All right, these headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Miami Dolphins continue to make roster moves. We talked about Kendall Fuller, the newest signing at cornerback by the Dolphins. 2 years, $16.5 million. So Jalen Ramsey and Kendall Fuller will be likely your starting CBs, as Hawk would say, next season.
And they signed a TE, another one.
They did. So they signed TE / WR, and ST is a special teamer as well. Former Chiefs tight end Joey Fortson. Barry Jackson writes, he missed last season with a shoulder injury. Agents tell me he had multiple offers, but like Miami, where he will reunite with Tyreek Hill. And then Tyreek Hill quote tweeted it and said, now this is the news I've been waiting on.
Dolphins also have agreed to terms with Benito Jones.
Former Dolphin.
Remember, he was here before.
Yeah.
Who?
Benito Jones?
Defensive lineman.
Oh.
I mean, he didn't tear up the league when he was here, but he was here.
Superfly Jones. Yeah, that's what they call him. I know about Benito.
Barry wrote, source confirms Benito Jones agrees to terms with the Dolphins. He has blossomed into a solid starter with Detroit. Now can potentially fill that Raekwon Davis hole here when Miami opens with three defensive linemen and not in nickel as it did in seven games last season.
All right.
Really quickly, your Players Championship update, sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Xander Schauffele is in the lead right now, tied with Rory McIlroy atop the leaderboard. They both shot 65 today. They're 7-under. On the round.
Hold on. Let me open my Players Championship pool because I'm in one.
All right. You let me know. Who do you have?
See if I have Schauffele here. Got Scheffler.
You got Homa, Scheffler?
Burns, Hovland, and Morikawa.
Let's see. Some guys are still in the round. Max Homa is currently on the ninth hole, 3-under.
Oh, all right. Okay. Step it up, Maxie.
All right. Oh, so you have Victor Hovland?
I do.
I don't see him here. Let's scroll all the way down.
Aronde has McIlroy.
He's got Rory?
Yeah.
Odds to win right now. Xander Schauffele plus 600. Rory McIlroy plus 400.
All right.
All right, guys. The Miami Heat did lose to the Denver Nuggets yesterday. They've lost four straight. They're in the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference. They will play two straight in Detroit, part of a four-game road trip for them, which will end in Cleveland. They play Philadelphia as well. Tomorrow's game is at 7. Tyler Hero remains out. Did not travel with the team. Neither did Kevin Love.
I'll give you 15 minutes of heat, even though we've talked about them for the majority of 2 hours and 15 minutes today. 15 minutes of heat is sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. One more from Ask Ira in the Sun Sentinel. Again, not a question. I don't know why they keep calling this Ask Ira. It should maybe just Ira's mailbag. Because no one's asking him anything anymore. They're just sharing their opinions. Somebody emails him, damn, play in again is going to be rough. And Ira says, and we've talked about the Heat extensively today, Ira says, especially if at Indiana in the first game, then having to come home to beat Chicago or Atlanta in a winner-take-all game, Chicago arguably is in a better place heading into the postseason than last season when they led the Heat in that all-or-nothing game in the fourth quarter. And remember, number 8 gets the Celtics in the first round. Now, how many games are left, Solana? How many games have they played?
Yesterday, 18. So there's 17 games remaining.
There is a lot of time for the seedings to move around. So
yeah,
probably a little bit too early. Obviously, you keep your eye on it because you'd like to end up top 6. But, you know, there's 17 games left. There's a lot of time to jockey around.
And you're only a game back, by the way. You're one game back of the Sixers who you play, and you get Detroit in the next two. If you do what you're supposed to do against Detroit and you win 3 of your next 4 on the road, either beating Philly and dropping a game versus Cleveland or however you want to do it, you're probably tied for the 6th spot at that point as well. And Philly, without Joel Embiid, has one of the toughest strength of schedules remaining on their schedule as well. So, I mean, there's still a lot of time for Miami to get this done.
Yeah.
Maybe tell Jimmy that.
Jimmy, they have a lot of time to get this done.
I agree.
Wrong Jimmy.
Oh, my bad. I misunderstood you.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys. There were a couple other notes that I wanted to get to. It is National Potato Chip Day, and we really haven't done it any justice.
I'll talk with Plagans about it in the next segment if you want. But usually this is a very big day on the show. But it kind of got overshadowed by Uncut Gems, which is being released on IMAX May 21st. That's amazing.
Ex Machina, too.
That's with that guy? Is that Jason Statham?
I've never heard of Ex Machina.
It's not Ex Machina. It's Ex Machina. I don't think Jason Statham is in that movie.
Jason Momoa?
Uh-uh.
I know all Jason Momoa's movies.
Who's in Ex Machina?
Oscar Isaac, Alicia Vikander. Yeah.
All the big stars.
Mm-hmm.
Domhnall Gleeson.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, let's not get it twisted. Uncut Gems is coming to IMAX May 21st. What day of the week is that? Because I'm not going to be here. I'm telling you right now, I'm taking the day off.
I think it's the 22nd, I believe.
It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday or a Wednesday, if it's the 22nd.
Yeah.
I won't be here.
May 22nd is a Wednesday.
All right. I'm off. I'm not going to be here.
All the big releases are on Wednesdays.
All right. They are.
Come on, man.
They are. Movies get released on like Wednesday at midnight or Thursday at midnight.
Yeah. Uncut Gems and Ex Machina.
All right. Just telling you, have fun doing the show. Got a pal in the B-side.
The Blockbusters, yeah, they release on Wednesday afternoon.
I don't see any of your movies getting re-released on IMAX.
Ex Machina.
The NFL, they're looking into potential tampering related to Saquon Barkley and Kirk Cousins. signing with the Eagles and the Falcons, respectively.
Nothing's going to happen. The Heat are the only team that ever gets penalized on tampering in any sport.
The Dolphins, too.
The Dolphins.
Actually, the Dolphins, too.
Tom Brady got on a boat.
Yeah.
Ruined everybody's life.
And what about Dana White? Did you guys see this the other day? Or I guess it's not the other day. It's been around for a while, this story, that he had Gronk and Brady signed to the Las Vegas Raiders until Gruden, like, nixed the deal. I mean, what's the difference between that and Stephen Ross setting up a little shindig on a boat to host Tom Brady? What's the difference?
I'll tell you the difference. Brian Flores is a snitch.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the biggest problem there. It's not that they had these parties or get-togethers. It's that Brian Flores decided, not interested. I want to be on the up and up. Unless I'm videotaping somebody when I'm with the Patriots.
Hey, man, we got something going on. No, I'm not going that way. I can't do that.
Odell Beckham, by the way, has been designated as a post-June 1st release by the Baltimore Ravens. So he will be a potential candidate next season for another team. And then Jason Kelce.
He'll go somewhere.
Did you mention Kendall Fuller, by the way?
Yeah. We talked about the Dolphins starting cornerbacks. By the way, Jason Kelce, he was asked about not being able to play with the new-look Eagles team. Not new-look, but after acquiring Saquon Barkley. And his quote was, "It sucks. It really does. I want to be a part of this so bad. I wish I could. I'm calling it right now." Dude's coming out of retirement again this summer.
Like, I wish I could. You can. what do you mean you wish you could? You can.
It ain't that easy.
It kind of is, right? For a fat dude who plays center?
That's enough. They got to go down there and wrestle them boys. Chris Jones has put his hands on Jason Kelce. Telling you, man. I say it all the time. When a dude retires, when he announces it, when I'm not going to let these big dudes touch me no more, I'm not going to let them.
They did the same thing last year.
I'm going to send y'all a picture. Me and Jonathan Ogden, because y'all have heard all my Ogden stories. I saw him last weekend at the Jimmy Johnson Fishing Tournament. I'm going to send y'all a picture of us standing next to each other. He's a foot taller than me. And just super wide. Like, I told him, I was like, bro, I was scared of you when I played. Yeah, you should have been.
This A24 Studios, they're talking about releasing all their back catalog on IMAX. That includes Spring Breakers. Now, is that movie with who's the white guy plays the rapper?
Yeah, it's James Franco.
That movie, you cannot turn it off. That movie is, I would see that in IMAX every night of the week.
What's it called?
That movie's wild. Spring Breakers.
You saw it, Crowder, because we did a whole like week on this movie.
Yeah. It's wild.
Worst movie of all time.
Yes. Is it possible to be the worst movie of all time and one of the best movies ever made? Because I think that might check both those boxes.
I'm with you on like weird being good over
just
time.
Just a vibe like you can't turn it off.
But it was so cringe, man. I love James Franco. A lot
of the
stuff he does.
Gun in his mouth.
The whole thing was
just
bizarre.
What is going on? All right, we got to get the play against. Anything else?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
Yeah, you'll remember it the moment you see it. And I'm going to see that on IMAX as well.
Oh, Gucci Mane was in it.
Call Demesman and Dover, 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. It's like 88 degrees right now. Tonight, the lows will be in the low 80s, upper 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
I got caught in the air because it's time for Crowder to do a commercial, but I think it's for Demesman and Dover.
Yes.
But he looked at me like, which one? And I was going to mime the scales of justice, but I didn't know what to do. I was going to do this. Scales of justice.
Said,
oh, D.
D.
Oh, I know what I should have done.
No, I don't do that. turn my
Doug
stomach.
Doug Plagans. Radio voice for your Florida Panthers is next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shout out to all the pair.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Panthers are in action tonight. Doug Plagans, the radio voice for your Florida Panthers, is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You can hear him tonight from Raleigh. Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes. You will hear the game here on 560 WQAM. Hello, Doug.
Good afternoon. What's going on?
Well, let's start not with tonight, but Tuesday. That win in Dallas, certainly one of the most exciting wins I've seen the Panthers pull out. Probably the most exciting win of the season. I could not believe what I was watching Tuesday.
It was just proof once again that this team can win games in a lot of different ways. And I thought, and I said it on the air, I thought about midway through the second period, of course, Dallas had a 3-0 lead at that point in time. And I thought when former Panther Mason Marchment took a penalty that, quite honestly, he didn't need to take, I thought that kind of left the door open a little bit for the Panthers. And sure enough, they scored on that power play. And the difference between going into the third period down 3-1 versus down 3-0 when you're dealing with a team like this Panthers group that has the belief internally that it has and is unwavering, unflappable, if you will, regardless of what's going on in a hockey game and how it looks, you figure they, if they got it back to within two, you kind of like their chances going into that third period, even though it was on the road against one of the top four or five best teams in the NHL. If you give this Panthers team a chance to come back in a game, there's a good chance they're going to do it. And that's exactly what happened. And once that third period started the other day, it was just an example of the ice tilting the total different direction. And the Panthers just took over that game ended up winning it in regulation. That's always valuable anytime you can get the 2 points in regulation. And again, they were able to overcome Dallas jumping on them early in that hockey game, turn the tables, and ended up winning. And again, the power play was great. You know, the Panthers got some big performances from some of their big guns. And I thought also Sergei Bobrovsky, especially in the first period, to keep that game within one early, he made some unbelievable saves as that first period went along. And that was just where something the Panthers were able to build on. But like I said, I thought that that power play they got around the midway point of the hockey game was where things kind of swung in their favor. And again, that's a huge win to get in what was a big test at this time of the year, where both of those teams, the Panthers and the Stars, are both focused on making sure that their game is where they want it to be come game one of the playoffs.
And Doug, that's not normal for you to say, oh, down by two in the third, we're good to go now because we got that goal. What, like, that confidence, what gives you that confidence with this team? Because most teams are terrified about that. In the past, I'll be honest, as a Panthers fan, you're terrified down by two. What gives you that confidence that, okay, we're only down by two in the third, we're good to go?
Well, you know, with this Panthers team, first of all, you have a lot of guys that have been around here and done a lot of winning the last couple of years, and you have a lot of guys that were involved with last season where they were playing, you know, basically playing for their playoff lives for most of the second half of the season. So when you go through that and you consistently see positive results and see the ability of the team to bounce back and overcome adversity as it comes along, you're going to build up a lot of confidence, and you're going to build up just a lot of just internal belief. And the other thing, this is a league where, I'm not breaking any ground here, but teams that score first in games do have a lot of success when it comes to the records, the win and loss numbers, when it comes to scoring first goals in hockey games. This Panthers team, they've allowed the first goal in a game 32 times this year, and they've won 16 of those. So to have 16 wins when you allow the first goal in a game, not to mention the fact that this Panthers team is 29-1-4 when they get the first goal in a game. So when they do score first, you know, if you're on the opposing side and this Panthers team scores on you first, good luck, because the trends say the Panthers know how to take it from there and lock down wins consistently. But this team has shown the ability to bounce back in games, and it's been a real hallmark trait of this team. And it's one of those things, just the intangibles, the belief that's developed, but also the numbers are there to back it up. This team's never out of a game.
Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight on this radio station, Panthers and Hurricanes. Tell us a little bit about Tarasenko and Okposo and what they bring to the team. I don't think we've talked with you much since they've been added.
No, I haven't spoken with you guys since the big move. So Vladimir Tarasenko comes in, one of the elite goal scorers of the last decade in the National Hockey League, and he also has a great bit of hockey sense about him. He's won a Stanley Cup with the Blues back in 2019, and he has a lot of playoff experience and really good numbers in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And he's also he's heavy on the puck. He's tough to move around out there, and he's got a great hockey IQ, which is why he's jumped in and fit in so well with Alexander Barkov and Sam Reinhart right away. That's become just a really good trio for the Panthers here since he arrived, and he's taken over that left wing spot playing with Barkov and Reinhart. Kyle Okposo is a veteran guy. He's played for two teams in his career, the Islanders and the Sabres. I believe he's at 1,046 games in the National Hockey League. So this is a guy who's a total pro, a veteran. He's 35. He's been a captain before. He was the captain of the Sabres prior to the move. And again, a guy that just plays a really sound fundamental game and has throughout his entire career. And he's also one of those guys, you talk to people around hockey, and he is just so well respected, and one of those guys you'll never hear anybody say a bad thing about, Kyle Okposo. So the Panthers really excited to have both of these guys in the fold. And Kyle Okposo, of course, made his Panthers debut the other night in that game in Dallas. You know, he'll be in the lineup once again here tonight, and Vladimir Tarasenko will be playing game number 4 in a Panthers uniform. Of course, he had the big game back against Calgary on Saturday when he had a couple of goals and an assist to go along with it, and that big Panthers win over the Flames. But these are two guys that come in that are going to be great pieces to this group the rest of the way that bring a lot of experience. And like I said, they're guys that can fit in, up and down the lineup. But they've come in and really just seem to be fitting in really well, really quickly with this group.
Leggins, today is National Potato Chip Day. Now, are you a potato chip guy?
To me, they're an accompaniment. I am not the type that can just sit down and just eat a bag of chips. I love them with a sandwich, but I'm not just going to sit and eat chips. That being said, the only chips that I'll sit and just eat as a snack, not as an accompaniment, if Pringles are around, that gets a little dangerous. But other than that, I'm not opening a bag of potato chips and just grabbing a handful.
Doug, you're the can of chip is better than the actual bag of chip?
I don't know about that. I think Pringles are better as a solo snack. I think the bag of chips is better with a sandwich as an accompaniment. If I'm having chips, I like the wavy ones. The best, I would say, probably like the wavy Lay's texture. That's my favorite. Even a Ruffle. Just the basic, plain, generic potato chip is not – that's fine. It's not what I would give the number one seed to, though.
We were talking yesterday that I don't love Ruffles. I like baked Ruffles, though. Baked Ruffles are actually
I go
better.
For the baked – I'm a baked Lay's, baked Ruffles, baked anything chip guy, if the option's there.
But Doug, interesting.
Is it the nutrition part of it?
He's healthy, yeah.
He's very healthy, Hawk, because you like baked Ruffles.
I do it for the taste.
Nutrition.
Yeah.
I like the taste. It is also there is some nutrition factored in because I don't have such a strong need for regular potato chips that, you know, if the option's there, I'm going to go for the baked ones just because I don't have that strong of a preference the other way.
Do you go regular traditional Pringles or do you do a flavor?
Yeah, with a Pringle, the regular ones are probably the best. Those pizza ones aren't bad.
It's
I'm probably not
though,
going sour cream and onion.
You know what's interesting on the Pringles? Pringles are like the only chip where the plain one is superior to any of the flavors.
Because that's a lie.
That's not a lie. I'll take a plain Pringle. Over the cheese, over the pizza, over all the different flavors. But when it comes to a chip, I want the sour cream and onion or the cheddar and sour cream or barbecue or, like you said, salt and vinegar is a good one. But when it comes to Pringles, the traditional just Pringle, red can, is the superior play.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, we're all in agreement.
I'm not in agreement.
I agree with that. I'm not a big sour cream and onion guy. I'm not a big barbecue guy. I love ranch. I love ranch itself as a condiment. I don't like ranch flavored stuff. I don't think that flavor that they assign to chips, I don't think that flavor is ranch.
Doritos
it's something
Cool
else.
Ranch? You don't like Doritos Cool Ranch?
No, that I'll eat them if it's like the only thing there. But that flavor, that flavor is not ranch. I don't know what it is, but it's not ranch.
Hmm.
And I love the nacho cheese ones.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, Doug, you got to like Doritos.
What about potato sticks?
The sticks, those are fine. I mean,
they come in a canister as well. I'm thinking if he likes a standalone potato snack and he doesn't like the bag, he prefers the Pringles because they're in the canister. The potato sticks come in a canister.
They're fine. If I'm given them someplace, I'll eat them. I'm probably not seeking them out. I like tortilla chips better than potato chips.
Mm. What about a pork rind?
Oh, I like a pork rind.
If it's in front of me, I might taste one. I'm not seeking it out.
Mm. What about the canister? We were talking about this yesterday. There's a kind of like a Bobo Pringles called Stax. Lay's makes Stax. You ever had those?
I have had them. They're a comparable product. They're fine. I like the Veggie Crisps ones that come in a can too. They just taste like potato. They just taste like Pringles to me. Those aren't bad either. I'm not, like I said, to me, chips are an accompaniment. I'm not just one to sit and eat chips.
How about Cape Cod? You like the Cape Cod chips?
Yeah, they're fine. They're chips to me. They just taste like chips, but they're fine. I'm trying to think what my favorite ones would be. I don't really have that strong of a brand preference.
I think if you did a Mount Rushmore, I think Pringles are on the Mount Rushmore of chips because
they revolutionize.
They are
the game.
Very tasty. You ever had Munchos?
Munchos are pretty outstanding.
Outstanding.
What?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Munchos are good.
So good. Yeah, don't sleep on Munchos.
Munchos?
Yeah, those are.
They come in that red bag. They're unmistakable. Yeah. They're recognizable.
Yeah. And they have the price. They are like dollar store because it's set like the price says like $1.19. It's printed on the bag. Like you can't even change the price.
I work.
Yeah, there's no changing that price.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good potato snack right there, the Munchos. All right, I think we've covered it all.
Yeah.
My checklist.
Like I said, I know some people just love potato chips, but I'm just not one to sit. They're just an accompaniment to me.
Cape Cod, potato sticks. Yeah, I think we covered it all.
Doug, do you ever crunch up a sandwich inside your sandwich, put some chips in there, like just crunch it all together?
Oh, I bet Plagans does that for sure.
No, never, honestly.
Wow, I would have pegged you for the guy that absolutely can't eat a sandwich without crunching up some chips inside.
Like a man's man, you know, they just crunch up everything.
Yeah, you know, I think – it's interesting, and I thought this, Hawk, when you sent it to me. I thought, you know, I think you might be looking for the passion on potato chips, and I just don't have it.
Well, listen, we can't all love everything. I mean,
I love Pringles, you want to talk about tortilla chips. I think when we talked about tortilla chips, different ball game. I love tortilla chips. I just like them more than I – that's what I buy.
Like a plain Tostitos? Like just a plain Tostitos chip?
Pardon me?
Just like a plain Tostitos chip.
I love it. Love it.
No,
I keep those in the house regularly. I really never buy potato chips.
The thin and crispy. Those are the dominant.
Those are good.
Those are good.
The cantina style to the cantina style. Those are really good.
Yeah. Actually, the blue corn.
Scoop. You also can't beat a Fritos scoop. Fritos, and also Fritos, very underappreciated.
Yeah, I like a traditional Frito. I don't need the scoop. I like a regular Frito.
The scoop is a little thick. I can only eat like three of them.
Right. It got a little cutesy with the scoops. Listen, if I need
but
help
regular
scooping
Fritos
something,
are
I've got
unbelievable.
A spoon. I don't need
you
to make a spoon out of corn. Yeah. Anyway, listen to Doug Plagans tonight, 560 WQAM from Raleigh, Hurricanes and Panthers. This will be a tough one tonight. Then we'll see you back here on Saturday, Plagans.
Yeah, Panthers and the Lightning on Saturday when they get back home. So hopefully everybody's got their tickets for that one. It's going to be a 6:00 face-off.
All right, have a good broadcast tonight.
Thank you very much, guys.
There you go. Doug Plagans, your treat on National Potato Chip Day. 5:00, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Mayday puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.